Thank you for listening to the Presbyterian Church of the Roses worship service program this morning. We are so thankful you have decided to join us today. We are the Church of the Roses at 2500 Patio Court in Santa Rosa. We are the church that has the program that feeds the Montgomery High School students a free breakfast every morning when high school is in session. We support the Boys and Girls Club across the street on Hammond Drive. And we also sponsor a lot of different programs such as the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, the Council on Aging, a spiritual direction program. We have hearing aid support groups and many other activities that you can join us and become involved. We believe that the Church of the Roses is here to reach out with nurturing love to the whole community of Santa Rosa and beyond. So we hope that you will feel comfortable and welcome, not only listening to this service today, but also coming in person to our worship services on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So God bless you, and we hope you enjoy this day.
Our second scripture this morning comes from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Hear the word of God. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so that you also must forgive. Also, above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom and with gratitude in your gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Holy wisdom, holy word. And I'd like to welcome any visitors that we have this morning, invite you to come and join us for some refreshments in the fellowship hall and get to meet people. This is our annual time when we get to sing our Christmas carols. Because of Advent, we usually don't sing them during the period of Advent. So now, this morning, we are able to do this, and we thank Linda for preparing them all for us. The packages have been opened, and the wrappings have been tossed in the bin, or maybe the recycling can or the trash. The Christmas tree, certainly mine, has really dried out, and most of the needles are on the floor. There is a temptation to go home and pack away the ornaments and cut the tree into lengths and put it out for recycling. But when it comes to packing up the nativity set, I draw the line. After all, according to the Gospel of Matthew, the wise men just noticed the star in the sky and set out to find the promised child who had been born king of the Jews. So I will wait symbolically until Epiphany before I even think of packing it away. Think of how much God must have loved us to have gone to such lengths to plan his coming to earth, his plan to move into the neighborhood next door to us. He even carefully laid out a plan to come to us as a newborn child. How reckless God was with his love for humankind. God chose a young, faithful girl who loved God and was honest and good to be the honored mother of the baby and carry the baby in her womb and give birth when the time was at hand. And he had an angel deliver the invitation to Mary. An angel spoke to Elizabeth, her cousin, who was also to give birth to John the Baptist. An angel spoke to Joseph, assuring him that this baby was from God and destined to be great. Angels seem to be abounding, and if you look at our nativity set, you will see many angels in the nativity set. Pastor Cindy this morning chose a video to show how a very special angel who decided to shine as the star to lead the wise men to seek out the newborn baby who was to become king of the Jews and set God's plans in action. And the star chose to shine right over Bethlehem, where the baby was to be born. Now, this video is very dark, and for those of you who are watching on Zoom, it may be difficult to see, but just listen to the words of this, of the angel.
Ready? Doesn't matter. It's here. It's time. It's been a long time coming. Thankfully, Isaiah the prophet told of that. A long time of preparation, waiting, watching. Thank you, Magi. The way is prepared. Elizabeth having a baby in her old age. I'm so thankful for that miracle. I know she is too. So very thankful. I'm thankful pretty much all the time. It's just how I am. Who I am. Mary's mother, Mary, Joseph, thank you, thank you, thank you for the part played in this most amazing story. The world as it is economically, politically, from kings to tax collectors to shepherds, perfectly set up to fulfill all the prophecies, all the details in place. you can't help but be thankful. But now it's time. Time to receive the gift that started it all in the first place. And I'm thankful.
Jesus' birth circumstances were the culmination of actions ranging from an emperor to a poor peasant. God did not restrict the birth story to the religious people and their assumed perfection. He still opens the story of Jesus to everyone today.
I'm a messenger, an angel to be exact. The main function of an angel is to be a messenger. There's flexibility in presenting our messages. Sometimes we come in dreams, sometimes in human form, sometimes in other ways. Stars, for instance. I carried my most important message ever in the form of a star. More than 20 centuries ago, God sent me to Earth for one glorious reason: to announce the birth of Jesus. You're used to hearing the Christmas story over and over during the month of December, so may not sound that much of a big deal. It's a great story. Seems it's used for commercial purposes sometimes, to get people to buy things. You know, for presents, to give gifts. I wanted it to be very special, my coming to Earth, to properly announce that very special event. I chose to come in the form of a star. Perfect, right? But a star unlike any other star. I decided to look a little larger and a little brighter than the average star. You know what I mean? Not much, just enough. My most distinguishing characteristic would be my location. I position myself above the little town of Bethlehem. Unlike virtually all the other stars in the sky, I would not move. That's a pretty subtle message, you might be thinking. It may take years for anyone to notice a star that's not moving. Oh no. The message was received almost immediately by the Magi. These astronomers and wise men of the East continually scanned the skies above Israel, waiting on a sign that a Messiah, a Savior, a King had appeared. When they see the unmoving star, immediately a small caravan of Magi and their soldiers will dispatch for Israel. They will not arrive for many months, but I'll still be waiting for them. They will deliver gifts to give to this special person. Gold, a gift for a king. Frankincense, a gift fit for a deity. Myrrh, an embalming oil, a symbol of death. Mary and Joseph have left Nazareth and traveled towards Bethlehem. They sleep outside every night. I hover above the soon-to-be birthplace of their son, and I revel in the thought that they may see me in the sky, bright, big, stationary. They take the steep uphill road from Jericho, pass through Bethany, and crest the Mount of Olives. I watch as they stare at the Temple Mount that King Herod had built. The temple on it is a marvel to them. Instead of turning to enter Jerusalem, they take the road toward Hebron and head south. In the distance, they see Herodium, the imposing artificial mountain King Herod built for his palace there. Crazy King Herod will be a big part of this humble family's story, but they don't know it yet. The Magi will alert King Herod about the birth of a new king. To eliminate his rival, Herod will kill every baby boy in Bethlehem. I will warn the Magi to return a different way so that they will avoid King Herod. Before the king goes on his insane tirade, I will also warn Joseph and Mary to take their son to Egypt. How will they pay for their stay in Egypt? Let's just say they will make good use of the gifts from the Magi. Mary and Joseph walk 6 miles to Bethlehem, passing herds of sheep tended by the temple shepherds, the same places King David, Joseph's ancestor, shepherded 10 centuries before. They near Bethlehem. Joseph gets increasingly anxious. He knows Mary will deliver soon. He had expected that he would be able to stay in a relative's house because he has many relatives there and Bethlehem typically has few visitors. But as they see more and more travelers, Joseph begins to understand that many others are coming to Bethlehem to register too. The odds of staying with a relative are greatly reduced. At the last possible moment, at the last possible house, they find the last possible place that is remotely suitable. In the twilight, Mary and Joseph turn the corner and see the large opening of a cave-like room, bigger than any guest room they could have expected. Fresh air, privacy, the wonderful smell of cut hay. They smile at each other in wonderment. In the corner is a feeding trough, the manger, shaped perfectly for a baby's bed. One star, the first star of the night, bright enough to be seen, seems to get even brighter as the night darkens. They unpack their meager possessions, lay blankets on the fresh, soft hay, light the tiny oil lamp, ready to rest from their long journey and to praise God for safe travel. Barely made it in time. A twinge. Jesus sneaking into the world, unnoticed, except for his parents. The twinge grows in intensity, birth pains growing quickly. A baby is coming, unlike any other baby ever born or ever to be born. The next pains hit harder. Mary has watched many babies be born. She tells Joseph what to do. Doesn't feel like the event that would divide time from before this day and everything after this day. Feels like the birth of a baby. I can't contain myself. Shine even brighter. The time had come. God becomes a baby. The king of the universe, wrapped in humility, normalcy, everydayness. I want to do more. Should I appear as an angel to them? Tell them all that's going on? Behind the scenes in heaven, in history? No. They are holding the gift. God incarnate. What more could they have? With these words, countless stars, countless angels announce the most magnificent and important gift ever given, given to all humankind. Glory to God in heaven and on earth. Peace, goodwill to men. He's here. He's finally here. Merry Christmas.
Yes, I will keep the nativity set up until the wise men come to Bethlehem to pay tribute to Jesus with their gifts that will enable the young family to flee from the wrath of Herod. How can we be a star that leads others to Christ? I will think of the glorious gifts that God gives us through Jesus on Christmas. I will think of the birth of God incarnate, born into our hearts and lives once again this Christmas. I will think of the gifts of love, of hope, of peace, and of joy that we all receive. And when I sit down this week thinking of the new year coming to make my resolutions, I will think of those gifts and how I can use them. So my first resolution will be to love the Lord with all my heart and to love my neighbor as myself. And that love includes taking care of myself also. The second is to strive to never give up hope. And that's a hard one right now. To never give up hope, no matter how desolate the world looks, but try to be hopeful to others. The third will be to seek peace, first in my own life. And that can be a challenge for all of us, to seek that inner peace that God gives us so that perhaps that peace will wear off on other people that we see. Joy is a gift that's hard to recognize and often hard to achieve. It takes hope and peace of mind and love to achieve. And so that would be my final resolution, would be to try to be a more joyful person that can carry this love of Christ in my heart and let it explode to other people. And if I look carefully, I might see that star in each of you, that star that exudes love and hope and peace and joy. Friends, let us give thanks for the gifts that God brings us this year, this Christmas and every Christmas. Amen.
Let us build a house where love is found in water.
Thank you for listening to the Presbyterian Church of the Roses worship service today. We feel very blessed to have you join us through the radio, but if you would like to come in person sometime, we are the church at 2500 Patio Court in Montgomery Village in Santa Rosa, California. We invite you to help our roses keep blooming and our church keep growing by donating to the Presbyterian Church of the Roses, either through the mail or through our website at www.churchoftheroses.org. And may God bless you and keep you.